Welcome back, KID crew. Sandy Folks, general manager here at Rich Media, reflects on the magic of Christmas.
Stands out in your mind.
You know, my favorite Christmas memories always revolve around family. You know, when I was little, it was like a mandatory thing that you were at Grandma and Grandpa's house on Christmas morning. So we would get up, and my parents always made a big thing about it. We couldn't get up until it was light outside. So I would wake up, and it would be dark. And I remember I would lay in bed and yell to my parents, who their room was down the hall, and yell and say, "Is it light outside yet?" And my dad would yell back and go, "No, go to sleep." So I would lay there and pretend to be asleep until it got light so we could run out and do Christmas at our house and then pile in the car and go to Grandma and Grandpa's house. And they lived, you know, 3 miles away. But that was when the big party started, because it was all aunts, uncles, cousins, neighbors, second cousins twice removed, everybody. So it would be, and they had a tiny little house. And it would be wall-to-wall people. And the food, I mean, incredible. We had, you know, the feast of ham and turkey and homemade gravy and noodles and mashed potatoes. And then by probably noon, everybody was in a food coma. And all the grown-ups would take a nap on anywhere they could, on the floor, on the couch, in the chair, wherever. And the kids would just destroy the house with all of their new Christmas toys.
Beautiful chaos.
Beautiful, and chaos is the word. I'm sure they could hear us for blocks and blocks away. So it isn't one particular memory per se, it's kind of the compilation of all of those memories and just that feeling of family and love and laughter. And it, Jolene, you said it perfectly, beautiful chaos all day long until all of us kids were so exhausted, then we would try to find a place to take a nap. And it never gets old. I mean, I still love that to this day. You know, many of my grandparents and aunts and uncles are no longer with us, but I love seeing that same chaos and that same level of energy in the next generation now. Now it's our children and our children's children. And creating those same memories that I hope that will just go through the generations.
So beautiful. I love that idea of being able to carry that tradition on. And as you were talking, Sandy, I was thinking about the fact that as I was growing up, we were always at our grandparents' too, and it was just so much family, and you could feel the love. And that's what Christmas is all about.
Oh, absolutely. Don't you feel like, you know, in the world we live in can be so cruel sometimes and so divisive and so mean-spirited, but it feels like to me that for whatever reason, people are just nicer and more accommodating and more kind and caring during the holidays.
I think so, too. And I think that's why they say it really is the most wonderful time of the year.
It really is. You know, you feel compelled to smile more. Or, you know, when you're passing someone on the street or you're passing someone in the store shopping, I've just noticed that people seem to be laughing more and they seem to be moving. Even though it's chaotic and we're super busy, we seem to slow down a little bit. And really appreciate and remember those things and recognize the people, even the strangers, and say good morning or good afternoon or Merry Christmas or even just smile and acknowledge people more. You know, I even had a guy let me cut in traffic yesterday. That never happens.
No.
Oh, it must be Christmas. People are actually being a little nicer today.
It's so true. Sandy, I'm sure this won't surprise you, but my Christmas stocking is cheetah print.
Shut up. Are you kidding me? Of course it is. I should have known that. I got to see a picture of this.
Absolutely. And my house looks like the invasion of the red truck. Do you have a special kind of holiday decorating theme, something that really shouts Christmas for you?
Oh, gosh, you know, Bob and I were talking about that last night. Not necessarily, we're kind of a mishmash of things that we've got, but you know, some of my favorites really, there is no theme other than we have like one little box of ornaments that are the things that the kids, that my two boys made at school. And it seemed like, you know, it's when your kids are school age, the thing to do is to make ornaments for mom and dad. And I will tell you, the little Cheerio star is not holding up well. I mean, my youngest is 27, and I think he made this in kindergarten. So those little Cheerios that are on that ornament are looking pretty sad. But I just don't have the heart. You know, the construction paper is faded and the Cheerios are crumpled, but I just don't have the heart. You can't throw that stuff away. So, you know, people come in and go, what in the world is that hanging on your tree? I'm like, well, let me tell you the story of the Cheerio star, right?
Right.
So, again, those kind of things are just part of what we do, and I just treasure them forever.
You know, and the stories that come along with those.
Exactly.
I bet every time you put it on the tree, you're reminded of your son when he was 5 years old. It kind of takes you down memory lane.
It does, you know, and my oldest made us a little, you know, it was in arts and crafts, made us a little trinket box. I don't even know what you would call it. But, you know, it's made out of clay, and one side's a little lumpy, and the bottom, it doesn't really sit flat, and the top doesn't really fit, and it's like this bright, bright lime green, and it says, to my mom, you know, how you write in toothpick while the clay is still wet.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, I love it. And how wonderful that you've been able to preserve them and keep them safe over all of these years.
Oh, yeah. It's been through many. I think when we moved the last time, I think that poor little thing had been through 8 moves. And somehow it has survived. And then some of the, I call the fancy schmancy ornaments that we paid a lot of money for, have not survived. But I tell you what, that little trinket box, It is industrial grade. Nothing's going to ever destroy that thing.
It really does come down to those precious memories that we make over the years and the stories that we're able to pass on from one generation to another. How are you carrying on the traditions with your boys now?
Oh, gosh. You know, those, I think you're right, doing those stories, but really, this is the weirdest, most obscure tradition that we have done for many, many years, is Christmas Eve dinner is always a big pot of chili and salad and garlic bread, which has no real Christmassy theme at all. And then we watch Independence Day with Will Smith.
Oh, love that one.
Which is not a Christmas movie at all. And then we jump in the car and we go look at Christmas lights. So we just kind of drive aimlessly until we see lights in a neighborhood that looks like it's all lit up. Our favorite used to be there in Idaho Falls, Candy Cane Lane.
Oh, I love Candy Cane Lane.
Yeah. Yeah, that was always a big hit. A big hit.
And those traditions really do become such a meaningful part of the way we celebrate this wonderful time. Sandy, thank you so much for taking a moment to just chat with me and share what makes Christmas special for you and your family.
Oh, of course. Well, you know what? I'm thrilled to do it. Just have a fantastic Christmas. Happy holidays. I just hope everybody has a new year full of love and laughter, and let's just enjoy each other.